It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. Good evening. I'm Peter Biello. Laura Heberlin and Taylor Smith have been playing music together since their days at Middlebury College. Most people familiar with Burlington's music scene now know them as Cricket Blue, a singing acoustic guitar playing duo. They're releasing a new EP tomorrow, and they join me now to talk about their music. Laura, Taylor, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
So how did Cricket Blue become Cricket Blue?
Well, Taylor came up with the name. My extended family has this weird tradition of giving everyone an animal name. And so I got named a cricket, I think, because crickets make, you know, a lot of noise. But it turns out that only male crickets make noise. And then Taylor came up with the name.
Yeah. We'd been playing shows together, or I should say we'd been playing as solo performers, but we had been sharing bills a lot. And as we were doing that more, we sort of worked out more and more songs as duets because it just made sense because we were playing the same venues a lot. And then we were like, we should put a name on this because we're playing together all the time. And that's how it happened.
So Laura brought the cricket and you brought the blue.
We thought, or I thought, it sounded kind of maybe like a character from a weird children's story. Like little boy
like
blue.
19th yeah. century children's
yeah.
book.
Like Cricket Blue, where are you going?
Is that reflective of the kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say throwback feel to your music, but it has, I guess, a deceptive simplicity to it in a way that a lot of those 19th century folktales do.
Yeah, I think we both enjoy storytelling that's maybe simple in its execution, but nuanced or challenging in the ideas that it's about. For example, Laura wrote a song that's emulating the style of a short story writer named Angela Carter that we both like a lot. And her stories are, they use like simple symbolism, and they're not hard to understand on a literal level, but they're pretty dark and challenging in terms of meaning.
They're written in the style of fairy tales,
right,
which are technically written for children, but have a lot more going on underneath.
And the song you're referring to, is that Good Witch, which is on the EP, or is it a different song that's not?
It's a different song that's not on the EP.
But what you're talking about reminds me a little bit of Good Witch, because you're incorporating some kind of storyline in there.
Right. No, I think that's another good example of a simple story, but I think of that as a really sad song.
Now that we're talking about it, let's take a listen to it. This is Good Witch, which is on the EP that's being released tomorrow.
Till somebody looked at you like an animal asleep, said, how have I been breathing without you next to me? I've loved you for years, glad to finally meet, and you locked him away to keep. So somebody turned the lights down on the crowd, and everything flew into focus around your hot-colored eyelashes, crippling sound, and your mouth moving pretty loud.
I think of the song as being primarily about failed communication, which I think is one of the sadder things that happens to humans. For me, it's a song about two people who both feel like the other one, like they're getting hurt by the other one, but are unable to sort of talk through it and sort of shell off into personal little shells of feeling like they've been hurt.
And you wrote that one, right?
I did write that song, yeah.
Describe for me your songwriting technique. I mean, do you write them together, Laura, Taylor, getting together in a room with guitars and just singing out a song? Or do you do it separately and then come together maybe and add on what the other one has created?
We always write separately and then we'll bring a pretty complete song into rehearsal, and then the other person will come up with a guitar part and we'll come up with harmonies together.
We spend a lot of time working on harmonies. I think that's most of the collaboration is discussing/arguing about about how to write the harmony lines.
Let's listen to another track from the CD. This is the first one from the EP, and it's called Eve and Adam.
To Eve, the garden needs a change. I'm sick of these tires. Want to grow flowers. I want to give in. I want to make waves. To Eve, the weather seems the same. I'm sick of these coal mines. Wanna make blood lines. I wanna give in. I wanna be brave.
I'm really into biblical stories and biblical mythology. And so this is an exploration of Eve's perspective. And Adam doesn't actually really come into play here very much, but it's the interaction that Eve has with Satan.
And this is one of the very few songs where we actually don't sing the same words at the same time, which is rare.
Beautiful strings are showing in thin, tongue flicking out, flattering. All of these words while I give you legs when it wrapped around. Suddenly, I think you should shine the sound of the section and never break the skin. All of these.
So, you're relatively new to the music scene in Vermont and in Burlington, where you're doing some shows. What's it like to try and break into the music scene in Vermont and make a name for yourself?
It's been really fun. Vermont is a great place to be, Burlington specifically, because there are so many little venues and they are all excited to have everyone play at them. So we've been able to play a lot of shows here.
And our experience has been that the Burlington music scene is extremely supportive of each other. The musicians I've never felt a sense of really competition between people. It's very mutually supportive, and it's really been very easy to feel like we can find a place here. It's been wonderful.
So you're releasing this EP tomorrow at Genki Arts in Burlington. What can people expect at this party?
Well, we are having our very good friends, Eric and Addie, open for us. Eric George and Addie Herbert. So they will be playing some music, and then we will play a set.
Yeah, we'll play a few songs that aren't on the EP, and then I think we plan to just play the EP straight through.
Well, let's send our listeners away with a song, and let's play Oh My Rose. Can you tell us about Oh My Rose?
This song's funny. It's probably the simplest lyrically on the EP, and I wrote it straight through. I sat down, started writing it, and finished it probably in about 20 minutes. It was one of those. And it stayed one of my favorites. So it actually predates Cricket Blue, the project. But when we started playing together and we wrote the harmonies and stuff, I think it sort of finally came into its own as a song. And I feel like it's a staple.
Well, this is Oh My Rose by Cricket Blue, performing tomorrow at Genki Arts in Burlington. And you can see Cricket Blue perform this song in a video at their website. And you can find a link at our website, vpr.net. Taylor, Laura, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
You are